Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Nagaland Minister for Higher Education and Tourism, Temjin Imnalong, said that transformation does not happen overnight, but it requires commitment, resilience and consistent practice within the system. He called on the younger generation to be agents of transformation, to adopt new approaches to learning and work beyond past mindsets. The minister was speaking at the inauguration of the new academic building of Zunipote Government College yesterday at the college campus. The project was constructed under the Pradhan Mantri Uchchatar Shiksha Abhiyan, PM USHA, a central scheme to strengthen higher education institutions with funding and collaboration from the Ministry of Education and Government of Nagaland.
Today stands my one principal and our faculty to know. You yourself have to be progressive so that our students can learn more. The idea of education doesn't end by your degree of graduation and post-graduation. The idea of education ends in your death.
Stating that education is more than a degree or title, he emphasized on modeling progressive attitudes so students can imbibe values that contribute to societal advancement. The minister encouraged church leaders and community groups to start free coaching and tuition initiatives, adding that the government is willing to support such programs via departmental grants in aid. The Nagaland Legislative Assembly Secretariat organized a one-day orientation program for members of the financial committees of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly in Kohima yesterday. Speaking at the program as resource person, former Additional Secretary Lok Sabha Secretariat Devinder Singh said that parliamentary control over public expenditure is not limited to the voting of money required by the government for administration, but also extends to ensuring that expenditure is incurred judiciously on the schemes and programs approved by the government or state legislature. He also highlighted the mandate of the financial committees, its core functions, working procedures, powers, limitations and responsibilities. OSD Budget Finance Department, Nagaland, Kethulhu Metha, gave a presentation on the financial architecture of the state, scheme implementation and fund flow mechanism. He warned against departments failing to furnish monthly reconciliation bills which lead to erroneous entry of accounts. Senior Deputy Accountant General Kahoto J. Yapthome highlighted on audit mandate, audit reports and effective examination techniques. He also expressed concern over fraudulent withdrawal at the end of the year, which has become a regular feature in the government departments. The 5-day hands-on training on poultry production technology organized by the Farmers' Cell of the School of Agricultural Sciences, Nagaland University, Medzifema campus, concluded yesterday. The program aimed to train aspiring poultry farmers and entrepreneurs in modern poultry production practices as Nagaland continues to depend heavily on imported poultry products despite growing local demand. Speaking at the valedictory program, Associate Professor and in charge of the Farmers' Cell, Dr. Mary N. Odio, said that poultry farmers and entrepreneurs often face challenges such as limited access to technical knowledge, disease management practices, inadequate housing and feeding systems, besides lack of exposure to modern poultry production technologies. Department Head of Livestock Production and Management, Professor Catherine Rutza, stressed on the importance of conducting skill development and capacity building programs for youth, particularly in the livestock and poultry sectors. And Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Smart Border project is in its final execution stage, with a pilot rollout planned next year at 7 to 8 sensitive locations along borders guarded by the BSF and SSB. Addressing the Prahari Sammelan at Lankamura border outpost in Tripura yesterday, Mr. Shah said the project will integrate advanced technology, Jawans and local civil administration to create an impenetrable border management system.
हमने तय किया है कि बीएसएफ जहां जहां है, एसएसबी जहां जहां है, वहां पर स्मार्ट बॉर्डर का निर्माण करना और एक चतुष्कोणीय सुरक्षा रणनीति के तहत स्थानीय प्रशासन को साथ में लेते हुए, टेक्नोलॉजी को साथ में लेते हुए सीमाओं को एकदम अभेद बनाना और इस स्मार्ट बॉर्डर का कंसेप्ट फाइनलाइजेशन के स्टेज पर है. इसका पायलट प्रोजेक्ट आने वाले साल में हम निश्चित रूप से इंट्रोड्यूस कर देंगे. एक साथ देश की अलग अलग सीमाओं पर 7 या 8 जगह पे पायलट प्रोजेक्ट्स दिए जाएंगे.
Mr. Shah asserted that government will not allow any demographic shifts along the porous border stretches of Tripura, West Bengal and Bihar through infiltration or border gaps. Mr. Shah also participated in a mass plantation drive and planted an agar tree. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the Evening English News at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.